can. Belichick's praising the heck out of you.
Brings it what?
Praising the heck out of you.
No, it's good. We got a lot of good work done today. Ran a bunch of plays, a lot of different situations. So I just really believe in the joint practices. It's especially this time of year when you're developing your team and you're working on fundamentals. It's really a good thing.
How special is Bill says you're running a great program. You're getting better every year. Those kind of things coming from Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, Bill's been a great friend of mine, a mentor. You know, I owe a lot to Bill. You know, he's a great football coach, and they have an excellent football team, and so I appreciate those words. But I think the big thing today was just the work that we got. I thought we really worked well together with them. Our practices are similar, our tempos are similar, so we really got a lot out of it.
You're obviously your own guy, but how much has what he's done and when you've worked with him has rubbed off on what you do and helped you in terms of the way you look at things?
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, you know, when you work for the best, you know, you definitely learn some things, and you know, I learned a lot while I was working there. But, you know, in the end, like you said, you know, you have to go out and be yourself and hire your own staff and try to field the best competitive team you can. And that's what we're trying to do here.
What did you like most about what your team did today, what you saw from
the guys? You know, I thought they competed. You know, it's a long practice. We were out there, a lot of plays. I thought our team looked to be in pretty decent condition, which I was happy to see. So, you know, I just thought it was a good competitive day. Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, Tom and, you know, the receivers and Gronk and the backs, offensive line. No, it's good. It's really good opportunity for us to go up against a great offense. And, you know, I'm sure it's a great opportunity for them to go up against a good defense. And then on our side of the ball, you know, I thought offensively we did some decent things against a good defense. And it's good to go against a very well-coached defense like that for us. So I thought, like I said, special teams. We had some good drills, a lot of competition. I thought the guys really practiced like pros on both sides, and it was a good day.
What do you think about Watson today?
I mean, I got to go watch a tape. You know, look, he's like I said. I mean, he's trying to come out and get better every day. He's the same guy every day, very positive. If he makes a mistake, he learns from it. Tries not to make the same mistake twice. But you know, as far as like you know, today I'll go watch the tape and see how everybody played. Yeah, no, I think there's no doubt that Tom has brought out the best in Deshaun, and I think it's the same with Deshaun bringing out the best in Tom. I think it's a good room. They're good people. They're very competitive guys, but they root for each other. They really do. And you know, Tom has really helped Deshaun with learning this offense, how he learned it when he was a rookie. So, and Brandon Whedon's a really good veteran player in there that adds a good voice in there too from a lot of experience. So. It's a really good quarterback room.
Bill, did you see Deshaun's the best rookie quarterback you've coached, and if so, why?
Yeah, no, I've coached, you know, some rookie quarterbacks. Brian Hoyer in New England was a really good rookie quarterback, you know, as far as learning and being able to function on the practice field right away. And that's Deshaun. You know, he's learned well. He's studied hard. He's done a good job of being able to come out on the practice field with all the things our defense does and be able to function on a day-to-day basis from OTAs all the way to where we are now. I think that's pretty impressive. So, yes, he's definitely one of the best rookie quarterbacks I've coached.
Okay, those last few days in the state of West Virginia, what have been your thoughts so far on this day and going forward?
No, I think it's been good. I think it's really been a chance for us to focus on football. You know, we're able to get the guys here at 7:30, have them here till 8 o'clock at night. Football, treatment, weightlifting, film, all the things, practice, obviously, all the things that go into fielding a good football team. I think it's been great. Now, you know, the big deal for us is when we get back to Houston is to get these guys back acclimated to, you know, the heat in Houston. And that's going to be something that we have to do a good job of. We practice there for a couple days after we play New England, and then we go to New Orleans, have a couple days of practice against them. So, you know, we have to think that through, which we have. But here's been very good for us. Right.
You put them in, like a David Carr or Tim Couch from
right.
the back, or but then others like Dak Prescott or Drew Bledsoe from when back in the day, put them right in and they go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I mean, you know, I think you over time it develops. You see it, you know, you see it in practice. there's certain things that you think about that maybe somebody who doesn't coach see, you know, wouldn't see it. But as a coach, you've been through it, you've experienced, hey, you know, this is something maybe this guy's not ready yet, or yes, he is ready. He just, you know, redirected a protection or checked a run or got us out of a bad play, put us into a better play. And then he did it in a game, and he was able to function in a game. And then it's his demeanor, you know, it's his poise under pressure, his ability to come out here and go against a new defense. How did he handle that? I mean, it's all of those things, you know. And I think for us, you know, I think we have a really good situation here. We have Tom. He's had a good camp. He's throwing the ball well. He's done some good things. I think we concentrated mostly on the running game today, but we'll come out and probably throw it a little bit more tomorrow. But Deshaun's had a good camp too. So it's been very productive for both guys.
Have you seen those sorts of things, Bill, from Deshaun yet, those things you talk about?
At times, you know, there's times when he's been able to do that. That's what I mean by, you know, for a rookie, I think he's ahead of where some rookies I've been around have been. I've seen him be able to do that. I think he needs to do it more consistently, but he works very hard to get it right. You know, if he doesn't get it right away on the field, he goes into the meeting room and tries to fix it. And again, you know, a lot of these questions are about Deshaun, which I understand. You know, he was a great college player and he's a rookie here. But, you know, Tom does the same thing. And I think Deshaun learns a lot from how Tom prepares and how Tom learns and how he, you know, watches tape and comes out to practice ready to go and things like that. So I think it's been very productive for both guys.
Could you talk about Riley McCarron and what you've seen from him so far?
The Iowa Flash, Riley McCarron. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's a spitting image of Welker wearing number 83. No, he's done a good job. He's a smart kid. He's tough. He's played through injury already, had a bad thumb for a while and played through it. I like a lot of what he does. Just needs to keep getting better.
I guess it wouldn't surprise you. He didn't mention that thumb when we talked to him.
He won't mention it. He'd probably be mad at me for mentioning it.
But. Bill, do you think your quarterbacks can learn anything from watching Brady direct the offense the way he does? Do they even spend time watching?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they do. I mean, you know, you got a guy like that who comes in for a couple of days. I mean, certainly you'd watch him and see what he does and how he prepares. He's been doing it for 18 years, so there's no doubt about that they probably, you know, took a peek at how he was doing things. You know, we run a similar offense, so I'm sure they were picking things up that way too, but it was good. It was a good work day.
Bill, is it fun to see the familiar faces, or is it also competitive at the same time?
I think when we hit the practice field, it's very competitive, but it's great to see these guys. I mean, a lot of these guys are real close friends of mine. Nick Caserio, Josh McDaniels. These guys are some of my best friends, you know, so it's always good to see those guys. But once we hit the field, it's all about trying to gain more yards than they do, trying to get the ball in the end zone, you know, all those different things. So
before practice started, like you said, you had a chance to spend a few minutes with Tom Brady. How special is that to catch up with him for a minute?
Yeah, competitive. Yeah, good guy. Good to see him. Great person. You know, just asking each other about our families. You know, you spend a lot of time with a guy like that. You know, you get to know him real well, and it was great to see him. You know, it always is.
You said you wanted to work on the running
game. Take one more.
How did it go?
Say that again.
You said you wanted to work primarily on the running game. How did it go?
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant that, you know, we ran the ball probably, I don't know, I'd have to look at the stats when we get back in, but I think, you know, we ran the ball a little bit more than we threw the ball based on the periods today. But I thought it was decent at times. You know, I didn't think it was a bunch of world beaters out there, but I thought it was decent at times.
Do